Barbara McClintock was truly a singular scientist. She was singular in two senses. First, she tended to work alone, so she was singular that way. But her work was really unlike anything else of its time. She was a pioneer in corn genetics, or maize genetics as it's also called. And she was an exceptional scientist. She was very, very careful in the way that she observed the results of her genetic crosses. She made crosses between corn plants and then looked at the progeny and asked questions about what the progeny and the distribution of characteristics among them said about the genes that were dictating the traits in those plants. She made meticulous observations, and what I think was really her great power as a scientist was that she always trusted her data. She knew that even if she didn't understand the data, and she thought maybe there were anomalies here, and it didn't make sense given what she knew about biology, that the organisms didn't lie, and she knew they were trying to tell her something important, even when the data were inexplicable. Other scientists would just pass by data that didn't make sense, and the history of science is full of those stories of people who didn't understand a phenomenon or thought it was an aberration and moved on, and in fact they skipped over what was truly the great discovery. Barbara McClintock stopped and looked at every anomaly in biology, and she had also brilliant intuition. And so the combination of her unusually careful experimental work, her belief in the data or the ability of the organism to speak to her through the data, and her wonderful imagination led to the important discoveries in genetics that she made that other scientists had missed. Her biggest discovery, which is well known, is that of jumping genes, or transposons as they're known in molecular biology. These are genes that move around in an organism's genome during its lifetime. So what she noticed is that characteristics sometimes change in one tissue of a plant. You get, for example, a mosaic pattern in a leaf that wasn't in the rest of the plant. And she figured out what that meant. And that, to me, is the really awe-inspiring part of her thinking, was that she could look at a mosaic pattern in a plant and divine from that, and from, of course, lots of data about it, that it was a gene jumping around and turning on and off other genes. So her work led to the discovery of transposons, but also she showed how genes are turned on and off, that is the process, turning genes on and off, of changing characteristics in an organism. And that was in the first part of the 20th century, so that was a pretty brand new idea, and there was very little experimental data behind it. So because it was so unusual and it was different from any of the work that was going on or the interpretations of the work in the field around her, her work was greeted initially with enormous skepticism. Remember, this is before Watson and Crick did their work on the structure of DNA. So there was an understanding that DNA was the hereditary material, but the organization of genes, the structure of DNA, all of that was pretty unknown. And so her work was probably considered wildly audacious for the time. And despite her great empiricism that backed up every claim, the scientific community was really incredulous about the story that she told. She was so ostracized from the mainstream of science that she actually gave up trying to convince other people of her findings, and she even stopped publishing in 1953. But she continued throughout her life of 90 years to do groundbreaking work. When transposons were then discovered in other organisms, and the meaning of McClintock's work was finally recognized by the scientific community, she was awarded the Nobel Prize for her discoveries, and in fact, she remains the only woman to have been awarded the Nobel Prize in medicine by herself. She didn't share it with anyone. So I think Barbara McClintock is an example of a woman whose work was appreciated long after it was done, like Rosalind Franklin, who became appreciated after her death. But the difference is that Barbara McClintock had the good fortune to live and get the satisfaction of seeing the scientific community accept and celebrate her exciting work. And she became a really great icon of not only a woman in science, but a persistent, tenacious scientist that stuck with her data and interpreted it in novel ways, despite the fact that nobody believed what she said.